Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Spiritual Connection with your host, Mike Davis. Have you considered how to develop your ability to contact the life hereafter?
Are there times you sense someone around you?
Do you sometimes feel that you are not alone?
Would you like to develop your own spirituality?
Then stay tuned and call in to ask Mike to help you on your journey.
Remember, on Spiritual Connection, Mike is here to help.
Mike can also connect you to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Ring in on 760-283-4611.
Or if you're outside of the USA, ring on 001-760-283-4611.
Or press the Skype button.
And here's your host, Mike Davis.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome here to Spiritual Connections on this Wednesday, sunny afternoon here in the UK. It's been a nice day, as in such. A little bit overcast sometimes, but the sun has been coming out, so which is wonderful. Well, I'm your host, Mike Davis, for this next 2 hours. And on Spiritual Connections, as you know, it's a very much of a relaxed show here today. As always on Spiritual Connections, we're here to help and help you. That's what I'm here for. Now in the studio we have, as always, you have Kerry with us. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
You're feeling a little bit better this week, aren't you?
I am, yes.
And you're not, you still got a few aches and pains.
Yeah.
Not quite over the hill yet. Not quite there yet, but you're getting better quickly.
Slowly
but surely. So, well, welcome, Kerry, and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, I know that we got some other guests lined up later on. Oh, there's the hiccups again later on in the show. But as I said, you know, we are here to help in any way, shape, or form. Not only to give you readings, we are here to, there's the hiccups again, to give you advice on your development, to give you some, maybe some help in your pathway. Maybe you want to learn more. Maybe you want to come on and do a reading yourself. Maybe that you can do this under my watchful eye. Well, this is the place you need to be, right here on Mike Spirit FM. It's in Blog Talk Radio, in Spreaker, in GH Talk Radio. We're on Mike Spirit FM. We're in MikeSpirit.co.uk. We're in MikeDavisMedium.com. We're here on many, many, many ways. And you're more than welcome to be here. So if it is that you want to come on and maybe try and give a reading yourself, then come along. Send me a message on Skype. Send me a message on Facebook. Mike Davis Medium. Ooh, there's the hiccups again. Mike Davis Medium. I'll say that again without the hiccups this time. Just let me know. Send me a private message. And one way or another, that we can get you on to help you. Because, oh, there I go again. Because, you know, we're not all about you, about me or a particular guest. We're here for you to help you in your pathway. So what's going on? Well, there's lots going on. I know very soon that it's less than 10 days, Kerry. It's more like 9 days. And we'll be going on an aeroplane, won't we?
We will, yes.
We'll be leaving the UK. Waving bye-bye to the UK and landing in Norway. Really excited for that? You excited for that, Kerry?
A little bit.
Well, I know the minute that we land that we're going to be very busy from the minute we land, because we'll be doing a workshop in Norway. So come along to that and enjoy. That's on the Friday, the 26th of this month. On the 27th, we'll be offering one-to-one readings. Myself, you will be there, Kerry, doing one-to-one readings. And then in the evening, we will be doing a live demonstration as a part of the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. And that will be with another, another host here of Nick Humphries will be there with us doing that demonstration as part of the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow. And then on the Sunday the 29th, again, you can book myself and Kerry for private readings. If you not lucky enough to get in on the Saturday. I think I need a frog or something to leave my throat because I keep hiccuping. And then on the Monday, again, there'll be a few more readings before we return back to the UK on the Monday evening. And then ready for a demonstration Tuesday evening in a local spiritual church, which I'm really looking forward to being, to, well, not being, but to do that. So I love working in spiritual churches. Do you, Kerry?
I haven't done none yet.
Well, you will be. You've come to a few now, haven't you?
I have, yes.
And what do you think about spiritual churches here in the UK?
They're nice. I like them.
What do you think of the one last night?
That was nice.
Hellyford. What a place.
It's lovely.
You know, it's the first time I ever worked in that particular spiritual church in Hellyford. It was a lovely service. some lovely people there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And, you know, there's nothing that pleases me more than to work for the spirit world in a relaxed environment. And, you know, the words that you said to me afterwards, I'm so glad you went to the gentleman that you did in the end, because he was picking up lots of stuff on him. And I give him a reading. And may I say, a very evidential reading, wasn't it? You know, and I'm not going to divulge into anything because that would be wrong of me. But he had a lovely reading. He really did. So, you know, it's an honor for me to work these churches. After 20 years of doing this, I still love doing the churches. I love it. Can't fault it. And then not long after, we'll be waving goodbye to the UK again, because we'll be going to USA. We'll be traveling over the pond, so to speak. 8 hours later, we'll land in the USA. Ooh, in USA, in America. Hopefully without the hiccups that time. and maybe I can clear them and have a little break in a minute. excuse me. But the USA. I'm so excited about the USA. Are you excited about the USA, Kerry?
I am, yes.
You know, because I know we've been speaking to the hostess of that today. We've been typing back and forth. You've had the pleasure of speaking to Junie. You may remember Junie from last week, people that's listening. Junie is the hostess of me and you, Kerry, when we go over to the USA in June. We'll be doing lots of work whilst we're over there. We've got beach parties, we've got pool parties, we've got demonstrations, we've got private readings, we've even been offered to do a ghost investigation whilst we're out there. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing. It's going to be great.
You know, it's so fun. You know, every time I go on tour, always something different happens every single time. And, you know, I love tour, and I really do, because it keeps me from laying bricks. That's one wonderful thing about it. I don't have to lay bricks that day, but I get to do lots of lovely work for the spirit world. So, as I said, today's show, it's all about you, spiritual connections. Thank you. I've just been reminded there by Kerry about giving you all the information of how you can get the information about my USA tour. And what you need to do is you need to send an email to the hostess. And that email address is Mike Davis with an E. So I got to remind people, there's two ways of spelling Davis. Is one is D-A-V-I-S. Oh, no. We do it different. It's D-A-V-I-E-S, which I know in America, some people might pronounce as Davies. But that's fine. Pronounce it which way, ever way you want to. So it's Mike Davis with an E, D-A-V-I-E-S, USA, the number 2 at AOL.com. I'm going to try and say that without hiccuping. Ready? Mike Davis, USA, the number 2 at AOL.com. Isn't that good? Without hiccuping. Okay, we're going to go to a first commercial break, and then we'll be right back just after this.
And you laugh at the thought of putting your faith in stuff. like love. You never see the rainbow, you just curse the rain. You say you wanna believe, but it's just not worth the pain.
Oh, that was lovely, Bonnie Tyler. And actually, Bonnie Tyler is going to be singing on the Eurovision Song Contest. And I bet you, any money, Kerry, that we'll be in the bottom.
Probably.
Because that's the way it goes, isn't it? You know, with the Eurovision Song. I'm not bitter. I'm not bitter. You know, because sometimes there seems to be some underhanded tactics that may be going on with the voting. But I'm not bitter. I don't mind. Do you mind?
I don't mind.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so, well, you know, we have got some callers lining up there. We really have, and it's looking to be a jam-packed show again, as always, which is wonderful, and I love the jam-packed shows. You know, if you want to call in to have a reading, the numbers you need to dial, and dial them carefully, please, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you are calling outside the USA, and there's anywhere outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. You can use your Skype. You can call via Skype. Now, if you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpurrettFM, you will see the show page. You will see our chat room. You're more than welcome to come in and join us in the chat room and interact a little in the chat room. That's fine. But you will see a Skype button, and all you need to do is just press that Skype button, and you can come on to the show that way. And let me introduce you to another guest. This is a guest that was on last week. This is a good friend of mine, and this is Mick. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Mike.
How are you doing there?
I'm all right, thanks, mate. How are you?
Well, I'm okay, Mick. But I'm a little bit disgruntled, a little bit. I'm a little bit upset now, because I was typing to someone earlier on, Mike, and they accused me of being somebody else. I wonder who that would be.
They accused you of being somebody else?
Yeah. Surprisingly enough, Mike, it was you. You thought that was somebody else.
No, I'm with you. No, because you kept... Every time I read to you, you kept putting I. Now, I always... Sounds like a Geordie when you ask them something, you go, I.
You know, sometimes, like, you know, I do things like that just to catch you off guard, you know? Because I think, let's see what he's really all about.
You were sorry, Mike. You were sorry.
But this is true. You know, you have to be on guard 24/7 when it comes to myself. Because, you know, I do like to catch people off guard. I really do.
You caught me off guard tonight.
Exactly, you know, because I think, you know, you only called in for maybe a reading yourself, and lo and behold, you'll be doing some readings as well. There's Marley Dog in the background, he's laughing at you too. Marley Dog likes to interact with the show sometimes. Have you met Marley? You haven't met Marley yet, have you?
I haven't, no.
Okay, let me explain to you who Marley is. Do you know who Marley is?
I haven't got a clue.
Okay, let me explain to you who Marley is. Now, for those people that's met Marley, I know that there's some people in the chat room that's met Marley. And Marley is my best friend. Marley is my dog, my Marley dog. And have you ever seen the film, Mike, Marley and Me?
Yes,
isn't
brilliant film.
Isn't it sad?
Well, I would like to admit to it, but... I've got me. I've watched it, and yes, I have had a tear in my eye.
Okay, well...
How pathetic,
you know,
is that?
Well, it's not pathetic. It really isn't. You know, I took my kids to see Marley and Me, and it was quite... You know, it's not funny, but, it, you know, in some respects. I was watching this film, Marley and Me, and I was thinking, oh, that poor dog, that poor dog. And, you know, I could feel myself choking up a bit. So I looked over to my one daughter, and she was in floods of tears. T-shirt was soaking wet where she'd been crying. Her sleeves were soaking wet where she'd been drying her eyes. And I looked across like that, and the other one in floods of tears, soaking wet. So then we hired a DVD and done it all over again, and then floods of tears again. It was so hilarious, and I got the film because they was winding me up, and I thought, I'll have you, I'll put Marley and Me on. So I hired the DVD, and they all sat there. My niece come up, and you know it was quite hysterical, you know, because I knew what was coming, and they were in floods of tears, and I was like, hee 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 hee, add you back.
Come on, Mike, I bet you had a tune wobble on, didn't you, really?
No. No. Anyway, Mike, now, without sidetracking me, because you know what I'm like, I'll go off on something else. As you know, I was a single man for 7 years and quite enjoyed being single for 7 years. I ended up with this dog. No, he's a white boxer, okay? All white. He's got two little brown marks on him, like earrings, if you like. One either side of his ear, and it looks so funny. He is so funny. But he's three now, Mike, and he's getting better. Just like Marley off the film... He lives up to his name. Where in the film, Marley has like eaten the dry walls, which we know to be stud walls, plasterboard walls, or Marley's done. Marley in the film destroyed and destructed everything. Marley's done that. I remember coming home from church one night and I'm trying to open up my door, and you know, I know that one of my friends are listening to this, and you know, he's probably in tears rolling laughter now as I'm even saying it. Because I remember coming home one night. He dropped me off because, you know, I do like to be driven sometimes. So I put the key in the door, turns the key, pulls down the handle. And you'd expect to walk in, Mike, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I asked to put my shoulder behind the door. And, you know, I'm not a small lad, you know. You know, being a bricklayer, you know, and everything else. I asked, and I push it. Oh, my mic. Get into my, my own house. And before, I had laminated the whole floor in downstairs. And Marley somehow, and, you know, all of the door thresholds, there was screwed down, you know, as you do, you leave the gap. But I had these carpet things that, you know, screwed the floor in down. But Marley somehow had got the floor up, all up in the heat.
No.
Fire behind the door. And because obviously they're in slats, they were like forced from the door against the wall. And where I had to push the door and push the door, I had to snap every slat to get into to the house. So Mark has really lived up to his name. He really has. And even to the point, Mike, right, where I took Marley to the beach because the kids thought it may be funny to take Marley and leave him have a run on the beach. Well, I'm not going to say what Marley done in the sea, but you know, you've seen the film, what Marley in the film done in the sea?
You know, I didn't get to see all of it, no.
Okay. Well, on the beach in the film, you're allowed dogs on the beach, but they're not allowed to have a number one or number two. Let's be polite.
Right.
See?
Yeah.
Well, Marley in the film done a number two in the sea. My Marley does a number two in the sea. So Marley's really lived up to his name, you know. He runs up to the sea, sniffs the water, goes in, tuppies down, and Marley's done his business. So he's really lived up to his name. So Marley likes to play a part of Spiritual Connections on a Thursday. So you might hear him laughing or shouting at, you know, if I'm doing something wrong, or he just likes to be in the background. So, yeah, there's Marley.
So Marley's definitely been reincarnated then.
Oh, most definitely. Marley is he's fun. You know, and he is such a loving dog. He really is. You know, I love him to bits. I really do. As I say, he's a 3-year-old boxer. He's getting so much bigger now. You know, he's quite big as he is. If he stands on his back legs, we kind of nose to nose with each other.
Oh,
and,
God.
Oh, yeah, but he's now getting wider now, you know. So we decided to weigh him yesterday, and the dog is like, he's about 9 stone something now. So you can imagine.
For a 3-year-old.
Sorry?
For a 3-year-old dog?
Yes.
Wow.
He is a big dog, Mike.
Oh, I'd love to meet him.
Oh, he's a big boy. He's a big boy. But you know, the best thing about Marley, he uses all his weight to squash you.
Yeah.
To put his paws over you, pins your shoulders down, and licks you till you can't be licked no more. Which is quite funny.
Oh, lordy do.
Okay. Mike, you stay there now, okay? Because I'm going to go to another music break, and we'll be back just after this.
Okay, right.
When I first saw you, I saw love. And the first time you touched me, I felt love. And after all this time, you're still the one I love. They'll never
How'd you like that one, Mike?
Brilliant nice. Song.
It is, isn't it?
It is, mate. It's a very relaxing song as well.
Well, good. I'm glad it's relaxing, Mike, because we're going to go to the callers. So we got Kerry with us as well. I don't want to say hi to Kerry.
Hi, Kerry. Hi. How you doing, mate?
I'm all right. How's you?
I'm fine, mate. Thanks for having me on the show as well.
You're welcome.
Okay, well, let's go to our first caller. Okay, and this is a Skype caller, and it's Jermaine Divine 71. Hi, can we take your name, please?
Hi, my name is Pamela.
Pamela. Okay, Pamela, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I wanted to call because lately I've been going through a lot of changes. My children are growing, and I just had one that left from home, and I've been feeling a certain kind of way. I know everything is gonna be okay, but I feel like I guess I've been a mother all my life, and well, most of my life anyway. I don't know. I'm just wanting a message from Spirit about the way I'm feeling.
Okay, perfect. Okay, then we can help you. We really can. Okay. So let me let Mike start first, or Mick start first. Is that okay with you there, Mick?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and it's over to you then.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Hi, Pamela.
Hi.
Hiya, you all right? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm here. You asked me if I was okay?
Okay, then. Right. So I like to tune into a person's voice before I try and get a connection.
Okay.
And as I've quickly listened to you talk, I'm very aware of a lady. Now, I do want to say this lady is related to you. But I see a lady with black hair. She's got, it's like a curly wavy effect. Do you understand that? She's got, to me, it's like dark, you see the dark brown, or it's black hair. It's like curly, it's wavy. What's the way that I want to describe her? Please don't take this inappropriate, but I've got to say, like a pleasantly plump lady.
That sounds like my grandmother.
Okay, right. Okay. Did grandmother bake cakes, please?
Did she what?
Bake cakes.
No, not that I know of, no.
So I don't know why, but she wants to give me a cherry cake.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I'm seeing a cherry cake with this lady. Right. It could also mean that there's a birthday coming up around you quite soon. So don't feel it's gone. So I want to say there's a birthday coming up for you quite soon.
Yes, birthday is in June.
Right, okay. But would I be right in saying where this lady said to me that you're going through quite a miserable time at the moment in life?
It's just different because my baby girl is she just left home. She got her own place, and My son is moving in. Oh wow, it's just crazy.
I don't want to link it to your children, my love. I want to say in life in general, there's something what's really pulling you down. I'm seeing the way I get it. It's just like I'm seeing water and you're just sinking and sinking and sinking. So I know that I want to say either someone around you or work or something, but there's something really dragging you down to your knees is what I want to say. Do you understand that?
I'm trying to follow. I'm not sure.
Who's got the M name around you, please?
Oh, I know who that is. But
you can take the M name.
Is it him, maybe? Because he was going through some things.
Well, all I know is that they're indicating an M name. So whether it's Michael or whoever, but I know it's an M name for me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay. But my love with this lady, she's giving me a really weird effect. I don't know if you was listening to me and Mike chatting earlier, but did you hear me say to Mike about a chin wobble?
Wait, can you say that one more time?
But speaking to Mike earlier, before we started the show, I said to Mike, did you have a chin wobble? Now, this is what this lady's giving me. So, this lady, to me, is a very emotional person. So, I want to say that she would have also been like this in life as well. Very emotional. She's really going for it at the moment. She's trying to get me to go upset with her. Do you understand that? And there's something about receiving a letter recently. Very important letter. A letter in a brown envelope. Have you received a letter in a brown envelope very recently?
It was something pertaining to my insurance.
Right, okay. Love, who had the heart condition? Or chest pains all the time?
I don't know. My grandmother died of congestive heart failure.
Right. So the maths are really giving me some really bad pains at the moment. Okay. Why have I got to say the month of February to you, so my love?
What about February?
There's got to be something linked to February, so it's either a birthday celebration or anniversary.
February and anniversary?
It's either a celebration, a birthday or an anniversary or something like that. But would I be right? Did this lady stutter a lot, my love?
No, not at all. My grandmother spoke French, but she didn't stutter.
Sorry, because I feel like I've got like stutter or something. It's like I can't get my words out correctly. Have you ever heard of the saying tongue twisted? It's how she's trying to make me feel at the moment.
No, she wasn't tongue twisted at all.
Well, my love, why do I also get a father figure to the right hand side of me?
Okay, that might be my grandfather.
Wrong. So I know that I've got a father figure standing to the right hand side of my legs. My legs are absolutely froze. Right, okay. Oh, right, come on, my friend. Let me see. Who's Maggie? Who's Maggie, please?
What's the name again?
Maggie.
I have no idea.
Right, just watch out for that name, love. I don't know why, but it's indicating to be the name Maggie. I don't want to say that's family related. I do say it's someone you know or someone around you. Right. Is there somebody who collects fridge magnets, please?
Say that one more time.
Is there somebody that collects fridge magnets? I'm seeing magnets, what you put on fridges.
No.
What,
magnets? You said magnets on the refrigerator?
Yeah. Do you know somebody who... You
do. Yeah.
Right, okay. Bless you. Thank you for that. I know that they're just showing me all these magnets. So I've got to say, you've got quite a big collection.
Just a few to hold up pictures and stuff on the fridge.
Right. They're giving me as in a lot. Right, okay. Who's suffering with the cold feet at the moment as well, my love, please?
Suffering with cold feet?
Yes.
It's not me. I'm opposite. I suffer from hot feet.
Right, there's somebody around you that's suffering with cold feet. I don't know if Mom's still here or they're indicating the female that's suffering with cold feet, my love. Really okay. Cold feet. So whether somebody's got really bad circulation as well. Right.
I don't know who that could be.
Right. And I don't know if I'm right in saying this, my love, but is there a man around you at the moment, please?
No.
Well, they show me this male, so I don't know whether this you got a close friend that's a male that's been around you. Right. But the light, I don't know why, but I've got to say to you, Spirit is saying that they like this male who's been hanging around you. They like him. And
I don't have anyone around me in my life right now, so I don't know who that is.
Have you had a male hanging around you lately?
No.
Right. I can't take it back. I've got to say that to you, my love. I definitely say that to you. And right,
okay.
We're also taking it to my right knee, so I know that they're also on about somebody who suffered with the right knee as well. Who's got problems with the right knee, the kneecap.
The right knee, I don't know either.
Somebody around you that's here, living present, that has got a problem with the knee and they've got a walking stick.
I have no idea.
Can you understand somebody that also had to have a respirator, my love?
A respirator?
Yeah.
Meaning they would be in the hospital if they were on that, right?
Yeah, it's like a respirator. Yeah. But,
I have a friend of mine whose brother is in the hospital, but I don't think he was in a coma, but he's no longer in a coma. So I don't know if he's on a respirator.
Well, he must have had like an oxygen mask on him as well at some stage. But now the spirit told me that there was around this person who was trying to send him healing to help him.
Right.
Even though spirit might not have known him, but spirit do know him. They are there with him. They are helping him to recover.
Yeah, because he's been so sick. That's my friend's. My best friend's brother, he's been so sick. He's been in a hospital for almost a year now, and he hasn't come out.
Can you also take a colon cancelling, my love?
Say that again?
Can you also take a colon cancelling?
I'm not understanding what you're saying.
There's a cancelling, what I'm also picking up on.
Cancer?
Yes.
You asking me if I know someone who has cancer?
Yes, but I'm getting colon cancer.
I don't know.
Right. You might have to ask around your friends or your family, my love, on that.
Okay.
I know that I've got somebody who's telling me that they've lost the use in the left arm. So I know that, to me, is a definite stroke. Who had the stroke, my love?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know any sickly people. I'm in my 40s and I'm very healthy. So you're picking up spirits and I have no idea who those people are.
Again, my love, I do apologize. You might have to ask around your family and your friends, my love. But I know I've definitely got someone who passed over to the world of spirit who've had a stroke and it would have taken the left side.
Okay.
You want to jump in, Mike?
Yeah, most definitely, Mike. I was just sitting there listening, and you know, sorry, let me just catch my breath there. You know, Pamela, I was picking up on things myself there with you, okay, and I was aware of someone. I know that Kerry has someone with her as well, but I know that I'm aware of another lady that draws close there around you, okay. Now, even though that you were saying to Mike that you don't know anybody of being ill. Now, I know that this lady is in the spirit world and she's been here for quite some time, she tells me. I know that this lady is maybe more of a shorter lady. I believe she's maybe around the 5'1", 5'2", of her height of when she was here with us. I believe that she makes her aware that she's very slight of the build of her body. I know that she makes her aware that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she comes close on a family connection, maybe almost as if I want to sit there with like your grandma. In the spirit world, but on your mum's side of your family, there, Pamela. Do you understand of your grandmother?
Okay. Yeah.
Good. Because I know the this lady draws close around me, and she tells me that she's been there with you for quite some time, and she tells me she's seen the upsets, the comings and goings within your life. Now, I know that your initial question was about your daughter has just moved home and there's so much going on in your life and there's so many things that you're not understanding. But what I've been right to say to you, that the one thing that you're not understanding mostly is of how communication is taking place, because in for some way I believe that you're becoming aware of the spirit world in some way yourself. Do you understand of that, Pamela?
Yeah, yes, that's true.
And good, because I know that she talks to me here about that you're becoming aware of the spirit world yourself, and you're not sure of what to do with it, how to work with it, how to use it, if it's meant to be used. Do you understand of that?
Right, yes. Yeah.
Because she says to me that she's coming around your vibration just to let you know that you're not alone, because I know that of late you've been feeling quite depleted, you've been feeling quite alone with inside yourself of late there. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, because I've been having a lot of vivid dreams.
That's
and I've been dreaming of, yeah, a lot of stuff been coming to me in my dreams, and I wake up and it's like, wow, what do I do with this now?
Okay, that's fine. See, I know that you know there's another gentleman that wants to come in here, not from the spirit world, but I'm coming in and work with you as well. But I know that I feel that I want to say that you know that within the fullness of time, that you will become aware of these people in the spirit world that's coming close there to you, coming around your vibration. You will be able to work with them and start to understand them. Do you understand of this?
Yes. Yeah.
Perfect. Okay, I know that I have Paul with me as well. Paul is online. Okay, let's just pop him back on mute, Timna, because there's a bit of a bad connection there with Paul for some reason. I don't know why, but Paul, maybe you can... okay, Pamela's gone there. Okay, maybe Paul, let me try and... No, Paul is gone as well. You know, you have one, and the other one, and then that one goes... So there's the next one. Pamela, if you're still listening, I do apologize. That was nothing to do with you or me. That was the other guest there. That was Paul. Paul, try and solo your Skype, mate, and come back, and then we'll have you on. But that's fine. Pamela, if you are still listening, download a copy of your reading in the archives of MikeSporrell.fm, and we'll say thank you very much for calling in. Now, I want to go to our next caller, and... Let me just pick up our next Skype caller. It's, how do you pronounce that, Kerry?
Gabby.
Is it just Gabby? Let's just try it. Hi, Gabby, are you there with us?
Thank you.
Have I said it right? Is it Gabby?
Yes, Gabriella.
Gabriella. Hi, Gabriella. Can we ask you where you're calling from there?
From Canada.
From Canada, wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I have been waking up for the last 3 or 4 nights with this same dream that I know what I have to do. And then I go back to sleep, and then I wake up again. And when I'm awake in that small amount of time, I know exactly what I have to do, and then I forget again. And it has been going on for like 4 nights. And it's terrifying because when I'm awake, I know what I have to do. I'm told that I have to retrieve something to put together with something else. And every time I wake up, it starts all over again. And I'm just wondering if it has to do with this horrendous headache that I had yesterday, and if it has something to do with spirit, that you know that there's a message I'm supposed to be receiving and I'm not getting it. But I've never had a headache like that in my life.
Okay.
And it was right on my crown chakra. And I'm just puzzled.
Okay. Then I can make a connection to spirit, okay? And as I say, you know, I've got quite a few of other people that wants to come on with me as well, okay?
Yeah.
So if you want, we can certainly connect to the spirit world and see where we go. Is that okay?
Yes, that would be okay.
Okay, Gabriella, let me do my best to make a connection there with you first of all. You know, first of all, I am aware of a gentleman that belongs there to you from the spirit world. And I know that this gentleman makes me feel that towards the end of his life that he would have complained and suffered of his body before he passes on to the spirit world there. I know that he makes me aware that he links to your dad's side of your family because he comes towards dad's side as he makes a connection here with us.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that... okay, bless him. I know that as he builds this communication up, he says to me that he wasn't the kind of man that would complain. He wasn't the kind of man that, you know, he just got on with things. And he tells me at right away towards the end of his life that's when people really found out the extent of the illness that this man really had of when mm-hmm. he passed to the spirit world. As I said, he links to your dad. So do you understand of who he is?
No, I'm not quite sure who it could be. The only person I know from his side would have been his father, and I never met him.
Okay, so you'd understand a grandfather mm-hmm. in the spirit world. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, see, because I know that this man comes here as grandfather, okay?
Okay.
And I know... Okay, see, I do have somebody else that's telling me of you know, they're picking up the same communication. I'm going to bring this one into the call. Let me just see if I can do this. One second, Gabriella, because I'm not sure if I can do this here. Just bear with me one second. Okay, obviously not. But that's okay, Gabriella, because I know that this man is with me. Okay, I just want to give this other guy a chance there to maybe work alongside me. But I know that I want to bring this gentleman close there to you. And I know that he says that to me about, saying he does address about these dreams, these things that you've been having. Now, would I be right in saying to you that it's like it's almost, you know, this is so real, these dreams are so real, it's like kind of, you know that it's the truth, and it is of whatever that you're doing, you have to put yourself out there and do whatever it is that you're doing, is that right?
Yes. I'm told to do this, and I have to find two things, and then I'm desperate because I can't. I remember exactly that I have to do it, and then I forget again every time I go back to sleep, and it's been going on for so many nights, and I just don't know what it means.
Yeah, because I know that he comes forward, okay, and just says that you know the one thing that we must remember that you have to. Relax. You have to try and be calm within inside yourself, Gabriella. Okay, because I know that. See, it's like the start of your awareness. Okay, if I can say that there too. It's the start of the beginning of the way that you are making a connection yourself to the spirit world. Because I know that you are very connected yourself to the spirit world. I know that you're very much aware of life after death. Okay, and I know I want to say there too that you know before the fullness of time. You will be able to understand.
Hello.
I can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Hang on. One second. Okay. See, because I know that I want to say to you that this. I'm trying to bring others in. I really am, because you know it's about helping everybody else. It really is. But
yes.
I know I want to just bring this gentleman closely to you and just say to you, within the fullness of time, you'll be able to understand it. But I know more about his conditions of how he passed. I know about more of his conditions of when he was here with us. I'm being told that he was a very much down-to-earth kind of a fellow when he was here with us, and he would have loved life to the fullest, okay? Okay, bless you. Now, I know that I want to say to you that, you know, take things one step at a time. Do you understand of this?
Yes, but I knew what you're saying, but I didn't. I don't know how to react to it because it's so overwhelming.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the way that I would work with it, okay, is to say to you, okay, just relax.
Okay.
And whatever the spirit world wants to give you, it will give. Okay.
Okay.
And how you work with it is how you work with it. Now it's up to the individual of how you develop. It's up to the individual of how far you want to go with this, okay?
Okay.
And it's up to yourself to work in the way that you're meant to work, okay? Now, I've been blessed for the last 15 years of being able to teach this and to be able to work and develop others on their pathway, okay? So, you know, I would love to hear more about your progress.
Okay. And I can contact you on your website.
Yes, well, you know, you can get to my website via mikedavismedium.com, okay, and
well,
let me know.
It's great that I'm calling you, Ben.
Most definitely. You know, well, keep me informed with your progress because
I just didn't know what it was. Now you're talking about it, and it seems so, you know, so logical.
That's it.
Yeah.
It all seems to click into place, doesn't it? And
yes,
you know,
it
I'm being
completely illogical.
There we are. And even now I'm being told that at 4 a.m. in the morning, that's when these things start to come in. Is that right?
Yes, you're completely right. Exactly, at that time.
There we are. Doesn't that prove to you that spirit is very much around you and very much willing to work with you, whichever way, shape, or form? Okay, but as I said, and always remember, they will always work closely there with you. Okay?
Okay,
now,
wonderful.
Gabrielle, I'm going to leave that with you. I say thank you very much for coming in.
Okay, well, thank you for your help. Bless you.
So the pleasure is all mine. Remember, you know, as you are in Canada, you're just outside of outside the USA. And, you know, if you want to come over and watch me work live or come and see me live, don't forget to send that email to Mike Davis, USA. The number 2, which is just 2, at AOL.com, and the hostess of that will get back to you with all the tour dates of when I'm in America in June. I'll say thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, now I know I've got quite a few guests here with me. We've still got Kerry. Hi, Kerry.
Hiya.
Hello, how are you doing? Good. You need to come
in.
Again. Yeah, because of this.
Yeah.
That. I don't know why. It's horrible, isn't it? But
not nice.
It's not. Okay, we got Mick there. Hi, Mick.
Hi, mate.
All right, and we also have Paul here. I hope Paul's Skype has sorted himself out. Hi, Paul.
Hiya. I'm still
Hiya,
here.
Paul. Good, good. Let me try a question.
Hi.
Sorry, what was you going to say then?
What I do, I just sit in the background because I picked up 2 things for the last 2 callers and they cut off.
Well, you know, the first caller, you know, something happened with your Skype and I think that she may have thought it was her problem, which it wasn't. So that's fine.
No, never mind. It wasn't meant to be.
Obviously not, it wasn't meant to be. Okay, Paul, I'm going to pop you back on mute there, okay?
Okay.
And Mike, because I want to try so hard to fetch this other guy back in. Let's just see if I can do this. Okay. Hi, can you hear me now there?
I can do.
Okay, now, you sound as if you're in a wind tunnel.
I've got the mic.
Okay, you've got a mic, but are you not using it?
Is that sounding better?
Not really. You sound like as if you're in a wind tunnel. Obviously, that you're using a different system. Are you using a headset?
I am, yes.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll just work through it for 5 minutes and see if it clears itself up. Do you want to tell everyone of who you are?
I'm Conway.
Conway?
Yeah.
Okay. And Conway, I know that I met you, it was only last night, wasn't it?
It was.
And do you want to tell everybody where I met you?
Two Worlds Spiritual Enlightenment.
Okay, and that's a spiritualist church here in the UK, isn't it?
In Hereford, yeah.
Hereford. And, you know, I was the guest medium for the night last night. And,
you were?
You know, I don't want to say, you know, that I was fantastic or brilliant or terrible. But you tell the listeners of how, because this was the first time you ever saw me, wasn't it?
It was the first time. It was the first time you'd be actually been to our little sanctuary, as we call it.
Yeah.
And it was very good.
Good, good. Well, I'm pleased about that, Conway. I really am. And you know, I know that since my service I gave to your lovely little church last night. You know, that you've been interacting with me via Facebook, which is fantastic. And, you know, thank you for that. And thank you for the lovely comments that you left there. But I understand, Conway, that you are developing yourself. Is that right?
That is true, yeah. I'm a trained medium myself.
Okay. Well, you know, Conway, this is what Spiritual Connection is about. Obviously, you know, I have another show here on a Sunday, which is called the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, which is my regular Sunday show, which is maybe more intense, let's say, okay, because it's, I have one guest and it's reading after reading after reading, and it's all about the listeners, whilst tonight is about people like yourself, people like Paul, people like Mick, people like Kerry, people like me, that is still training, you know, because I still feel after 20 years, I haven't arrived, far from the word, you know, I'm just me, and I'm doing of my best to make that connection, but Spiritual Connection is all about people like yourselves. So, you know, thank you for doing your best to come on to the show. I know that we've come a long way around it, but we got there in the end. You know, but that's wonderful. So so you want to stay on and maybe give some readings, comment, is that right?
Yeah, if that's okay with you, yeah.
Yeah, most definitely, okay, because as I said, that's what it's all about. Let me introduce you to Kerry. I know that you met Kerry last night.
Yes, I did.
Kerry was there with you. So do you want to say hi to Kerry?
Hello, Kerry.
Okay, I think you need to get a bit more. Hang on. Maybe I take you off mute. That might help. Try that.
Hi, Kerry.
You all right?
Yeah, not bad.
Good.
Okay, do you want to say hi to another great friend of mine, which is Mick Green? Hi, Mick Green.
Hello, mate.
Right, Mick.
How you doing, mate? All right.
Not too bad, mate. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm very well, thank you very much.
Okay, and let's just bring Paul in. I know Paul said he wants to sit in the background, but hi, Paul. I think Paul's playing up again. You know, the wonderful of technology today. That's okay, Conway. You know, you've met Mike. Paul is another wonderful training medium as well, and I know that Paul has been working hard on Spiritual Connections, the same as all of us, each and every week. Now, let's go to the phone lines here, because we've got myself, you, Kerry, Mick, and Paul. So let's go to this next caller, which is area code 480. Hi, area code 480. Can I take your name, please?
Hello, my name is Barbara.
Barbara.
Yes.
Hello, Barbara. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Arizona.
From Arizona. Well, you know, that's one of the areas I will be visiting very soon, Arizona. So, you know, don't forget, send that email to Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com, and find out where I'm going to be in Arizona.
That would be great.
And come and see me live, you know, because, as the rest of the guys know, that Mike has watched me live, obviously Kerry has watched me live because Kerry's my partner, and obviously that Conway watched me last night for the first time. For him to watch me live, and you know, I love working live. Well, I'm working live now, but you know, from an end of a radio station. But you know, it's all live, Barbara, isn't it?
That would be great.
Okay, Barbara, can we ask you what the reason was that you called in?
I'd like to see. I had some major surgery. I had my second brain surgery in 13 years. I just had it a month ago, and I just wanted to see what kind of connection I can have spirit wise.
Okay, Barbara, I will say to you at this point, okay, obviously we're not doctors, okay, obviously
right.
What do we make a connection to the spirit world, to your loved ones in the spirit world, and we'll just see what comes of that, okay, so is
right.
That okay to do that with you, Barbara?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Conway, do you want to start there?
Right, what I'm getting at the moment is I'm getting a lovely gentleman that's coming through for you at this time. I'm getting the feeling that he... let me think about what we're getting. It's... I wouldn't say it's a father's, what's it called, but I'm getting it's a grandfather that's on your side of the family, I think. And he's a lovely gentleman, and been saying that he's sending a lot of healing down to you at the moment during the thing that you're having at the moment. Does that sound right to you?
Right. I have both grandfathers and my father
right.
In the spirit world.
He's coming down. There's a lot of love coming down from him because he's coming through and he's showing an extreme amount of love for you, and he's sending a hell of a lot of healing for you. So he's making sure you get better sooner, if not later.
Okay.
I'm trying to see what message he's got for you at the moment.
Okay, Conway, if I can just step in there. Okay.
Yeah, carry on.
Because, you know, as I said, you know, underneath my watchful eye, you know, that I'm allowing to do this on the network, okay? Now, Barbara, now, I don't know if this is the same gentleman that Conway was picking up on there, but I'm aware of a gentleman in the spirit world that's very slight to his build before he passes on to the spirit world. I know that he has trouble in before he passes on to the spirit world. His legs has given me lots of trouble, and I know that's the way he would have been before he passed on to the world of spirit there. He does make me feel as if he's a closely connected with him, whether it be like
okay.
Father's side of the family. Do you understand of this there, Barbara?
Yes.
Yes, okay, bless him, because I know that he steps forward into my vibration, and I know that he comes close and he says to me there that you've been feeling quite disappointed about things in your life. Now, I know that you said to me about the second operation you've just had, but would you understand if I said to you that it's taken you a long time to get to that operation for the second time? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely.
And would I be right in saying to you that it's been a lot of hard work, it's been very difficult to get you to where it's been, you know, frustration is the word I want to use, okay? And since the first operation,
absolutely.
That's where you felt spirit was starting to communicate with you. Do you understand this, Barbara?
Absolutely.
And would I be right in saying to you that it's coming to a point of where it's becoming... Now where you understand it, you're starting to hear the spirit world, which is clear audience. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know that he tells me there about the clear audience is starting to work there with you, and it's starting to start to make sense there to you. You're starting to understand it, okay? Now, for some reason, I know I'm getting lots of headaches, and I don't know whether that's because of the operation you've just had, but would you understand that you're still getting these headaches?
Yes.
Yes, okay, because I know I'm aware of these headaches and everything else that's going on there. But I know that this gentleman just comes around you. He just wants me to say to you that you're not alone. He needs you to understand that you're not alone around your vibration. Okay, he's very much there with you, okay? Now, I know that there's
okay.
a lady who joined him, and this lady, bless her heart, I know that she tells me that she went very quickly. She passed straight on to the spirit world the moment that she fell ill, she tells me. So her passing was very quick. I know that you didn't reach a fantastic age, which makes me aware of being like early 60s, late 50s, early 60s of when she passed on to the spirit world. And I believe
okay.
that she to your mum's side of when she came
okay.
When she was here with us. Do you understand of a lady in your mum's side who would have passed like her late 50s, early 60s of when she went on?
That would have been her sister.
That's her sister, bless her heart, because I know that she steps into the vibration. And she talks to me about that she was a very family-orientated kind of a lady. She loved her family. She loved everyone around her. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. See, I know I'm aware of lots of emotion. I'm aware of lots of hurt. I'm aware of lots of upset. So would you understand that emotion, that hurt and upset is around you at the moment?
Yes.
Okay. Because I'm aware I want to start being in floods of tears here at the moment. And I know as the tears are starting to roll down my face as I'm speaking there to you, it's like as if this lady wants to just wipe my tears away and say to you, you know, it'll be okay, it will be okay. So whatever she means by it will be okay, you know, whatever this emotion is about, okay, it's not for me to say everything's going to work out fine. But would you understand if I said to you about where these tears are starting to come around your vibration, to know that your this lady in the spirit world, your mum's sister, is that you said it is, that she was a very caring kind of a natured kind of woman, and it will be okay. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay. Now I know that I want to say that to you as well that she comes close there to you because she just wants to, you know, she wants me to hold out my hand. Okay, and whenever the spirit world does this, I believe that that tells me that there was either somebody with her just before she passed, or as she passed on to the spirit world. Do you understand of that? That there would have been somebody there with her, okay? Because she makes me aware of there was someone there with her when she passed on to the spirit world, okay? And she says to me that it was nice that she wasn't on her own, okay? So she just needs to emphasize that point. Now, why does she tell me about that? About seeing the spirit world? Would I be right in saying to you that you thought that you've seen the spirit world, or you've seen the spirit world, or you've had a glimpse of what it's like there? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Ah, bless you, okay, because I know that's what she tells me, about seeing the spirit world and understanding the spirit world, okay? So I know that she comes close just to let you know that you're not alone, she's around you. I know Conway wants to come back in there, so quickly there, Conway, is there something that you want to add there?
Yeah, I was getting the feeling that there were goodbyes that weren't said to the male, I think. That you didn't actually have the, when he passed over, that there weren't any goodbyes said by you or any member of your family.
There were or there weren't.
There weren't. He's telling me that there was somebody that didn't have the opportunity to say goodbye.
I chose not to say goodbye.
You chose not to say goodbye. Yeah, he understands that, but he says not to worry because he's been keeping an eye on you, and he hears your words when you speak to him during the day. He has been listening.
Okay, they're perfect, Conway. Barbara, just know that, you know, the world of spirits is around you. You know, you're never alone in this life. They're always going to be there with you. I know that we need to move on to our next caller, but before I do, I know I need to say to you that February was an important month there for you, wasn't it? The month of February was important for you. Do you understand that?
February?
Yes, the month of February was important to you. It would either mean like a birthday, a passing, or an anniversary, because I know it's important.
Probably that's when they discovered everything, so...
Okay, so it would have been an important month. That's perfect. Barbara, I want to say to you there, thank you very much for calling in. Remember, you can always download a copy of this reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Okay, now before I go to the next caller, Conway, can I just ask you just to go on to mute for 5 minutes there, mate?
I can do, yeah.
Okay, thank you very much, because I know I want to play another track here. I know that you're going to enjoy this one. Perfect.
Blonde hair blowing in the summer wind.
Lovely song by The Killers, Runaway. Isn't that good? Did you like that, Kerry, didn't it? Because I know that was one of your choices, wasn't it?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, good. Okay. So should we go to the next caller?
Yeah.
Okay, and let's pick up. We do have another Skype caller, and this is Jan. Hi, Jan, are you there with us?
Yeah, I'm here, Mike. Hi.
Hi, how are you doing there, Jan? Can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yeah, I'm calling from UK, Midlands.
Oh, wonderful. Another UK caller. You know, it seems to be getting bigger and bigger in the UK, which is absolutely wonderful. And what was the reason that you called in for, Jan?
I just wondered if Spirit had got any messages for me.
Perfect. Okay. Well, Jan, I know that, you know, with your Skype name, I'm not going to divulge anything because that would be unfair on me. I'm going to let some of the others have a go with you, okay? And I will have a go myself. Mm-hmm. But... let me bring in my old friend Mick here. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Mike.
Okay, do you want to have a go with working with Jan there?
Yeah, no problem. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Mick.
Fellow Midlander.
Pardon?
I said you're a fellow Midlander.
That's right.
West Midlands. Oh, brilliant. That's super. Right, just as I try to link in, Jan.
Okay.
I'm aware of two people at the moment. I've got one older male, and I've got one younger male.
Okay.
With this older male, I don't know why, I feel like I've got something on my head like a helmet, and I'm involved in an RTA, a crash, or an accident of some type. I don't know who the little lad is at the moment, but I know that he's just placing, but this male's placing this helmet all over my head, and I'm just seeing this impact. And to me, I've run into quite a large vehicle, or a large vehicle's hit me. Can you understand anything like that?
Not an accident, no.
Well, can you understand somebody on a motorbike, though? Because I've got this guy with a helmet on, and he's placing it on my head.
In spirit?
In spirit?
No.
Right, I don't know why I'm getting that, then. But I know that's just...
You can understand the head trauma.
You can understand the head trauma?
But not an accident.
Right, Jan, would this have been to the front of the head, please?
I don't know actually where on the head it was.
Right, okay. But I don't just want to say on top of the head. Also, I want to say I feel like I've got a large, either a cut or a scar coming down the side of my face.
No, I don't know that.
Right, just you need to be aware of that, Jan. I do feel like you do know this person or knew of them. Right, but I'm just going to... Okay, but... I know this little lad just wants to quickly approach in. I had these in before I knew who was coming on. To be honest, Jan, he was already here with me. But
right.
I've got quite a slab that this lad would have touched the earth. I want to say he was around for maybe 4 or 5, maybe 6 years before
okay.
This lad would have passed on to the spirit world. Can you take the lad in the spirit world, please?
If nobody comes to mind of losing a boy that age. But
right.
I'll think about it.
Well, okay, spare a minute, right. Okay. Right. And can you relate to someone who drives lorries, please?
Yes. Not in spirit, though.
No, I'm about here. Sorry about that. I should have said that. Yeah. Sorry, I do apologise. Right, okay. Is this an Arctic driver, please, my love?
Oh, I don't know.
So I'm seeing an Arctic truck. I'm seeing quite a big truck. I mean, I'm a truck driver myself, but I'm being shown a bigger truck than what I drive.
Well, it's
so,
a big one, but I don't know one truck from another.
Right, sorry, okay. No problem. Right, as they show me the truck. Now, I know that I've got to give you the month of May, and I've got to give you the name of May.
Yeah, I can take them.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Where have I got to go around by the 8th of May, please, Jan? I don't know if I'm right in saying, but I feel like a birthday.
I think it's my cousin's birthday, who I don't see, but yeah, probably cousin.
Okay. I know the spirit has said that there's a lot happening around you at the moment as well.
Yeah.
Would it be right in saying that you got your fingers in many pies?
I have.
Right, okay, right. Right. And right. Has there been a party just recently, please, Jan?
Party?
Or a sneeze?
No.
A sneeze?
No.
Right. There's somebody around you that has had the sneeze up.
Okay.
I know that indicated to me that somebody likes a little bit too much to drink. They're making me feel like I've had a few whiskies or whatever. I know it's not lager. I know it's not ale. I want to say like a spirit drink. Because the way they're giving it me, I've only got a sniff of whiskey and my legs are wobbly. That's the type of effect that they're giving me, because I'm not a very big drinker at all.
No.
Right. Who's the teetotal person as well, please, Jan?
Teetotal. Mm-hmm. Is that teetotal?
Somebody's teetotal them on about. And is there a memory link to Nan having a tea cosy, please? Like a woolly tea cosy?
One would have knit them, another one would have put one on the teapot.
Can you take one of these names in the spirit world, please?
They both are.
But I'm only picking up on the one, Jan. I ain't cheating to say the two. I'm just picking up on the one lady. But the one lady that I'm getting, I'm seeing... Well, I ain't seeing. She wants to put in my hand. She wants to put a teapot in my hand. And she wants to put this tea cosy over the top of it. It's like the woolly one. So to me, it would have been the lady that would have, like you said, just knitted them.
Yeah,
right.
I think it's the other one. That's fine.
Right, can you take the name of... Is it David or Darren?
David.
D-A name?
David.
Right, it's either David or Darren.
Well,
or something like that.
David.
Right. Is this person close to you, my love, please?
It's passed.
What? Right. Is it on a family link for you? I should have said,
it
please.
It's my partner.
Sorry, I do apologise. Sorry, but
20 years ago, it's fine.
Right, but the heartache memories will always remain.
No,
right.
I've got heartache.
Right. Why have I got to say there's a lot of movement around you as well, just recently, Jan?
Movement?
There's a lot of movement around you.
I'm planning on moving.
Right, okay. What? Oh, God, I'm hearing a song here. Do you remember... Oh, I feel really embarrassed doing this. Do you remember a group called Aqua?
What did they sing?
Was it I'm a Barbie Girl or something?
Right.
I don't know why. I've got to give you this song and I've got to laugh with it as I'm doing it.
I'm a Barbie Girl.
Yeah, you might need to check it up on YouTube after this call.
I can remember the song, but not the year, so I'd have to check that up, I think.
Right, this DA name, this David... I don't know why, I've got to do this song. It's got to be some type of memory link for yourself.
Yeah.
Don't feel it's with him, but it's with yourself somewhere along the line, because this bloke wants me to burst out in a fit of laughter.
Okay.
Okay. My love, is it... Did somebody shave somebody's hairs off on the face on purpose, but when they're asleep or something? Why do I feel like I've got a moustache and all of a sudden I haven't got a moustache?
Well, he had a moustache and he did shave it off once and I laughed at him.
Oh, right. Can you remember him saying that he was hurting him like mad? Or burning?
There was something about because his top lip swelled.
Right, so cause just above my top lip, I feel like I'm on fire. I feel like someone just put a lighter just below my nose. He's absolutely burning, mate. The way he's giving it me, bless his soul. He's a lovely man. He's an absolute character. I've got to say that for him. Right.
Just before he passed over, he said he could smell burning.
Right, but it's just above my top lip.
Yeah.
He said that he's giving me.
Okay.
What?
Okay, Mike, that's wonderful. I need to cut in there because we need to move on. And I want to work with Jan as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jan.
Wonderful, Mike. Thank you very much. But, Jan, you know, I know I want to work with you. I know that Kerry wants to work with you as well because Kerry has some bits. So I'm going to let Kerry go first.
Okay,
Kerry, over to you.
Hi, Jan.
Hi, Kelly.
I'm not getting much, but I was picking up on a lady, a possible grandmother.
I can't hear you very well.
Okay, hang on 1 second.
Hiya.
That's better.
I was picking up on an elderly lady, possible a grandmother, passing with a stroke-like condition.
Yeah, that would be my other grandma, not the tea cosy one.
I was getting shown something to do with a necklace. Is it also quite a long necklace?
Right. She wore necklaces.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Kelly. See, Kerry is still not very well at the moment, so that's fine.
Wow.
That's perfect. See, you know, I've got this lady here with me that I believe is the same lady that Kerry has, because Kerry's in Studio One, which makes, you know, life a lot easier. But I know I've got this lady that makes her way of the hospitals, and I'm aware of the machines that's beeping in the background here with her. She does make me aware that she didn't really want to be a burden upon anyone before she passed on to the spirit world, because she makes me aware that, you know, I don't want to bother no one. I don't want to fuss with me, because I should have been the one that would fuss around everybody else. Do you understand that with this lady?
Yeah, totally.
And that's your grandmother, bless her heart, as she comes in. Now, she makes her aware that there's lots of emotion that's tied with your grandmother, and I believe that she makes me aware that, you know, that you still have lots of emotion, lots of feelings for this lady in the spirit world yourself. Is that right?
I'm quite well connected to her.
Good. Okay, because I know that the emotion is still there. So if you're quite well connected to her, then obviously, you know, as a fellow medium, you would understand. And I know that you're a fellow medium because of your Skype name, and that's why I didn't want to say nothing to no one before they started. Okay. So I know I've got this lady, your grandmother here, and she makes me aware that she stands right by the side of you, and she always have done since the moment that she's passed on to the spirit world. Now, I know as well, Jan, that I want to say to you, it's almost like as if this lady comes along to work with you sometimes. So I know that in some way that your grandmother is like a guide of yours, which is perfect because my granddad is my guide. You know, when he was here, he knew me better. And this is why I love working with my granddad. And I believe it's very similar to yourself, that you love working with your grandmother, because she just fills you such full of joy, full of happiness. She comes close there to you.
Yes.
She tells me within your work there, John, what do you understand if I said to you that you feel as if you've been going backwards a little bit in your work? Do you understand of that?
No.
Okay. Why does she make me aware of, like, going back a little bit? Because I want to develop something different. I want to learn something different. I want to understand it differently. Can you understand if I'm giving it to you that way?
Going back. Developing something differently. Yes, I understand that.
Perfect, because I know that's what she makes me aware of, okay? So it's like going backwards a little bit to allow yourself to go forward, okay? So I know that your grandmother makes you aware that she's aware that you want to develop something different, you want to work that a little bit harder, and she makes you aware that she's right by the side of you, side by side, step by step, every inch of the way then, okay? And never fear that she's going to leave you, because she's not, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that you've been more aware of spirit and activity of spirit of late around you, because she tells me that she's been around the home, she's been noticing the different things that are going around your home, she's been noticing your sleep pattern has been knocked out there, Jan, as well of late. Do you understand?
Horrendous.
Sorry?
Horrendous. I'm wide awake in the middle of the night.
See, because she makes her way of that sleep pattern. And, you know, she says to me there that it's like, you know, Well, as you just said, it's horrendous if you're awake all night, then that's fine. I mean, fine because you're awake, fine because of what she's telling me is right, okay? Now, she says to me that you've been waiting for someone in particular to come close to you there from the spirit world, that you've been waiting for quite some time. Do you understand that you've been waiting for someone to come close to you from the spirit world?
I've always got so many around me. Not one in particular, no.
Talk to you of a gentleman that just steps right into the vibration here, okay? And this gentleman, I believe, that would link to your dad's side of your family. I believe that as he links towards your dad's side, that he makes me aware when he was here with us in this life, that his chest gave him lots of trouble. I believe it was the heart that took this man home to the spirit world in the end. I know that he would have loved his quality of life and what he'd done with his life when he was here with us, because he makes me aware of his routine of life. He makes me aware that he would have loved to be up at a certain time. He had to have things done at a certain time. But I know that his quality of life, he liked his quiet time to himself before he passed home to the spirit world. Do you understand of a gentleman like this, Dave, in your dad's side?
Yeah, I think it's my granddad.
And if this is your granddad, then he would be very drawn in his features towards the end of his life, is that right?
Yeah.
Very casual dressed, laid back kind of a man in his character-wise. Do you understand that, Jan?
Yeah, he always wore suits, but they were looked casual.
There we are. Okay, because I know that as he comes close, he's very casually and very laid back, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because he makes me aware that if there was things that needs to be done around the home, he would do them. Okay, he wasn't the kind of guy that would hang around and drag things out. He says to me, get it done and get it done firstly rather than lastly. Okay, do you understand this?
Yeah.
And for some reason, this is what he wants me to put around your life, that you've been dragging your heels about getting something done in your vibration. Do you understand this?
Yeah.
Okay. For some reason, it takes me to... why would I want to look at plumbing around your home? Is there something to do with plumbing? Is there a problem with something, some kind of plumbing around your home? I don't know whether it's a tap or something to do with the pipes. Do you understand of that?
Not at the moment.
Okay, I want to look at your taps there, Jan. Okay, I'm not going to change anything that he gives me because I would be wrong if I did.
Oh, yeah. I'll look closer.
Okay, because I know of what he gives me is correct. It just needs time for it to just gel together, doesn't it? Okay?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He comes close and he says to me, instead of putting it off, let's get it sorted, because that's the way he would have run his life, okay?
Yeah,
John, why would you say to you about you're trying to... like cut out something, you're trying to leave something to one side, you're trying to push something away, or you're trying to give up on something. Do you understand of this?
I'm not trying to give up on something, but I am giving up something.
Thank you very much, because I know it's... No, I've made a conscious decision over the last few days to try and give up smoking.
It's not like that.
Well, not doing very well. I'm doing good, actually. But, you know, I've been having the odd little relapse, shall we say, every now and again. And he just addresses that to me, okay? About giving up something, okay? About leaving something. I'm not saying it's smoking, far from the word. I don't know. But he makes me aware of my condition that relates to your condition, okay? So I know I want to say that you, instead of... Is this something that you've repeatedly done? It's not the first time that you've tried to give up this something, is that right?
No, there's nothing I'm giving up like that. I gave up smoking a long time ago.
Okay, so what is that you're trying to cut out at the minute then?
I'm not trying to. What am I trying to cut out? Well, nothing. I'm just kind of... I suppose I'm sorting paperwork out. I'm cutting out hordes of paperwork. That's what I would fit that into my life.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, so you're trying to cut out or trying to get rid of the paperwork and trying to reduce the amount.
Yeah, sorting out.
Right, okay, that's fine. So is this something that it's like an ongoing thing, so there's lots of paperwork that needs to be sorted, is that right?
This needs to be done before I move, so it's ongoing.
Right, okay, that's fine. See, because I know that he addresses something in my life that reflects up in your life. Okay,
yeah.
I know as you were trying to sort out this paperwork and trying to deal with everything, it's like one thing after another, and it's like if I'm finding little, and excuse the word, but finding little loopholes in the way. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. Why does he make me aware of my foot? Is your foot giving you trouble, Jan, at the moment?
Yeah, my ankle.
Okay, see, because doesn't that just demonstrate to you how close he really is there to you? Okay, because mm-hmm. in some way he makes me feel as if I need to be a little bit more pacific with you, a little bit more evidential there with you, because he says to me that there's a point of view that, you know, even though that you're able to do this work, that what I'm doing, able, you know, you're able to connect to the spirit world, and same as everyone else that's here with me, okay, sometimes we still need that something ourselves, don't we? Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that he makes me aware to say to you, look, I'm there with you, okay? Now, I don't know, for some reason, you know, I don't use any tools, any cards, crystals or pendulums or anything like that. But would you understand if I said to you that you're able to use these tools sometimes? Is that right?
I have used them, but I've just gotten rid of everything and just used myself.
Good, okay. And, you know, I love that, because after 20 years of me doing this, you know, I'd rather just connect directly with the spirit. Because I find things easier. You know, the minute you put cards or crystals or anything in front of me, I go, and I don't know what to do with them, okay?
Yeah.
Because you know, I've developed this in a way that I'm aware of from the spirit world, okay? So, you know, I know that the pathway that you're on at the moment, it's a lovely pathway. It's a pathway that's quite nice there for you. You're feeling comfortable. You're feeling happy with it. And I want to, you know, and I want to say that I want to wish you well on your journey. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, thank you, Mike, yeah.
Okay. And I know that this gentleman would have always done that when he was yours. Wished you well, because he just like, you know, I don't know if he would have wore a hat, but I just want to like take my hat off to you and just say to you, well done. And I want to wish you well on your journey, okay? So know that he's there with you, Jan, okay? Know that he's around your vibration. And I'll say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, you know, you can always download a copy of that reading there from me and from Mick and from that from Kelly as well. In the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
That's lovely. Thank you both, all of you, for the reading. Thank you.
So thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Let's go to our next piece of music. Okay. And I know everybody is going to love this. You know, I searched for this. And Kelly, we did research for a long time to find this next little track, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
And we finally got it down from 7 minutes. down to 2.5 minutes.
We got there.
We got there in the end. And this, well, I'm not going to say anything about it. Just listen.
Thank you.
the shortened version. Lovely. You know, the longer version is 7 minutes. We decided not to play the 7 minute one, Kelly, didn't we? Because it may have been a little bit too long.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. You know, Kelly, I want to take this opportunity, this few times, but one second, because I think I may bring back my last caller, Jan. Jan, if you're still listening, which I know you are, because I can see you are, because I'm clever. Maybe it's because I got a studio. I don't know. But Jan, stay there one second, because I think there was somebody else that I've overlooked. That may have wanted to give you something. So let me just bring back Jan. Jan, are you still there with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, now I do apologize because Paul wanted to give you something. Hi, Paul.
Hello. You all right, Jan?
Yeah.
Okay, Paul,
I'm going to stick my neck out here, so you probably chop it off. I've got
I can't hear you. You sound like a Dalek.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Right, I've got the month of March.
My birthday.
And what I've been seeing that you've been studying the heart. And what I've been seeing is things start very slowly. It takes time, but there's definitely light at the end of the tunnel. Have you got long shoulder length hair?
It's not long. Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah, it's shoulder length. That's what they showed me. So that your heart will be is being stitched up. And I had a person come through as well with pains in the head, like of like pressure. It's like someone was hit or
That was my partner. He had an aneurysm.
Right, that's what I had in my head, like a really like a big pressure.
Yeah.
So what he was showing me is your heart is definitely being stitched up and it's definitely on mend. But please lift your head up and look forward to the future.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for that. So
thank
I still
you.
Got yeah.
Well, thank you, Paul. Jan, remember, even download that bit there off Paul, and you know you can even download the Brave Ad bit in the middle there. So thank you, Paul. Let me pop you back on mute, and thank you, Jan. I'll put you back on mute as well.
All right.
Okay, I think I may have muted you all a bit early, but never mind. It's a Wednesday. I'm allowed to make a few mistakes. But, Kelly, I want to take this opportunity to have a chat with you about our up-and-coming events. You know, we've got... Well, actually, if you go over to the website of www.mikedavismedium.com, you will see that it's set to be a very busy month this month, and you already have. There is some data that hasn't been put into the diary. But I know at the end of the month, we'll be leaving the UK to go to Norway, to go work out Norway. And, you know, all you have to do is to go to Facebook, come to my Facebook page, Mike Davis Medium, and you'll see the word Norwegian Tour. That's right, Kelly, isn't it? And I know that, you know, you work so hard in putting that there, and I just want to thank you for that. But, you know, I'm really looking forward to Norway because I know that we've got a workshop to do whilst we're there. We have private readings whilst we're there. You can book you for private readings as well.
Yeah.
The Saturday and the Sunday.
Yeah.
I know the Saturday that I'll be doing private readings there in Norway on the Saturday night. The Saturday night is a little bit different because that's the part of the Mike Spirit FM Roadshow that we'll have Nick Humphries working with me. And Nick Humphries is right here on Mike Spirit FM every Tuesday evening. You're in the UK at 9 p.m., 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can tune in to Nick and listen to Nick right here on Mike Spirit FM. But then on the Sunday, people can again book us for their private readings. That's right, isn't it? Yep, and the Monday morning, because Monday afternoon we're travelling back to the UK because I've got another lovely little church to do Tuesday evening in the UK. And we've actually got like a 10-hour drive from the airport, haven't we?
Yeah.
We've kind of got to go up country and then back down country, isn't it? So we've got to go from like London up to Newcastle, okay, thank you very much. And then all the way back down to South Wales. You know, and I'm going to go to work the next day, on the Tuesday. I'm going to go back to work Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. How silly am I?
Well, I'll be driving back for work.
So I can have a sleep on the way back?
Of course.
Okay, perfect. And then come to June, the month of June. Oh my gosh, I'm really looking forward to June as well. It's going to be a very busy month because I know that the beginning of June we're going to be in America, across the pond, so to speak. And we're going to be working there for 12 days.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing private readings. We're going to be doing demonstrations. We're going to be doing public gallery readings, which is what we know to be a demonstration here in the UK. I know we got like pool parties to do. We've got even beach parties. Believe it or not, we're going to be doing a demonstration live on a beach. I'm really looking forward to that.
It's going to be nice.
It's good.
So
long as I don't have to wear Speedos, I'll be okay. Can you imagine me in Speedos? Actually, let me fetch Mick Green back in here. Nick, can you imagine me in Speedos?
Oh, God, don't put that vivid image in my head, please, Mike.
Oh, let's pop you back in mute because he just said I got a bad image in my mind. That's bad, Mike. I muted you now because you said that about me. that's okay. No, Mike, it's going to be... Let me bring you back in. That was a bit rude. But actually, it wasn't rude. Mike... must be rude to me as I meet you. So, Mike, I'm really looking forward to the beach parties, the pool parties, the gallery readings, the private readings, whichever way. You know, Mike, you probably know this email address. Why don't you try and say that email address where people need to send an email to find out where to in America me and Kerry's going to be?
Oh, I haven't got a clue what it is. I wouldn't be able to remember that. I can remind you
If you can't remember, Mike, how is the listener supposed to remember it? Let me just remind you. Mike Davis Medium. No, not a lie. Mike Davis USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. Can you remember that, Mike?
Hang on. Mike Davis Medium.
Start again.
No.
Mike Davis USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. Mike Davis USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. I tell you what, somebody else has got it right. Conway has got it right. Conway, do you want to come back in there?
Yeah, I can come on.
Okay, do you want to tell Meg how this email goes?
Right. Mick, listen. It's Mike Davis, USA2@AOL.com.
I've got it.
You've got it now, Meg. You know, Meg, you've been on the show the last 2-3 weeks, and Conway, bless his heart, he's been on here the first time tonight, and he's remembered it. How was that?
He's probably remembered it.
He's probably written down. Okay, well, you know, that's how everybody needs to send an email to the hostess, which is Junie, actually. Mike Davis. Remember, Davis with an E. Okay, so it's Davies. Mike Davis, USA, the number 2, at AOL.com. Send an email to Junie. She'll reply to you within due course. I know that she's had quite a few emails. And, you know, actually, guys, she's even taking emails now. Because obviously in 12 days I can't get to every part of America or every state or every city in America. But Junie is actually taking dates now or actually taking places of where you would want to see me live on my next tour of America when I go back over. And I suppose that email address would be number 3 then because it would be my 3rd tour of America and 4 for the 4th tour. I don't know. We'll see what happens. And maybe I'm just saying rubbish. I don't know. But I know Junie is taking... places of where I'm going to be. She'll answer you where I'm going to be this time, and she will be taking places of where you want to see me next time when I go over to America next time. I know that I'll be going back to Florida very soon to another place in America, which I toured last year. That's coming up quite soon as well. You know, the time just goes so fast, doesn't it, Kelly? It really does. It flies.
It does. We do have some dates where we're going in America.
We do.
Of course.
We do.
Not being put in place yet for Facebook.
No. Well, you know, everyone, I'd urge you to come onto Facebook, Mike Davis Medium. You'd find me there. There is 2 pages. If you can't get me on one, you'll get me on another. Mike Davis Medium. And soon, all the dates will be put in place. So, guys, if you just go back to mute, I want to take my next caller. I want to go to area code... 631. Hi, area code 631. Can I take your name, please?
Hello?
Hi, can I take your name, please?
Hi. My name's Anne.
Hi, Anne. Can we ask you where you're calling from?
From Long Island, New York.
From New York. Wonderful. Okay, Anne, and what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, I wanted to see if you connect.
Okay. Anne, can I just ask you, are you listening to the show as well as calling in with your phone?
No. I have it on the computer, but I don't have the sound on.
Ah, right. Okay, because we seem
to be... Are you hearing me? I'm hearing it too.
Yes, and that will be from your end there, Anne, because you've got it on. So if I can just ask you to just mute rather than turn the sound down, that would be a lot better.
No, the computer sound is not on.
All right. Okay, well, maybe it's one of my...
Give me a second.
Is this better?
That is much better, Anne. It really is. There's nothing worse.
I'm hearing echo on my end, but...
Okay, well, there's nothing worse than listening to the sound of my own voice. It really isn't coming back at me twice. So you just call in to see if you can have some communication from the spirit world, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Anne, I'm going to start. Okay. Because I know that we are running out of time very, very quickly here, okay? I'm going to go as quick as I can, maybe just for sake one communication and maybe let the others just do the same because time is of the essence here.
That's fine.
And I know I have a gentleman that I believe I want to link directly straight away there to your dad's side of your family. Now, would I be right in saying to you that you would understand of a gentleman that would link to your dad's side the pass very quickly home to the spirit world? I know that his pass was so quick, it's like from year 1 second and in the spirit world the next second.
Yes. Probably would be my dad, whose birthday is today.
Okay. Don't tell us any information, mind, okay, because that's up to us to tell you. So you understand your dad in the spirit world, the pass very quickly. And would I be right in saying to you that it's like almost as if we didn't know that he was ill? He didn't know he was ill. But he just passed.
No. We knew he was ill, but the passing was sudden because it was something that, even though he was ill, a blood clot is what actually took him quickly.
Okay, so it wasn't what he was diagnosed with. So
right.
It was like, okay, that's fine. See, because I know it's like I didn't even know that I had this until
I passed. Yeah, we thought he had at least 4 to 6 months. Let's put it that way. I left the room, came back and in the hospital, and they were resuscitating him. So, yes, that was a big shock.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because I know that he comes close and he says to me, about not supposed to be in the spirit world. He's not supposed to be there that quick. And I know that his passing was very sudden, but I know that it was like kind of, I didn't know I had this until I passed. Okay, so that's your dad as he comes close. Now, I know as your dad comes close around me here, he makes me aware of the strength that he had in this life. I know that he was a very strong man in his character-wise. Does that make sense, that you want?
Yes.
And I know that whatever your dad had to say, out it would come, please or offend. Is that right?
Yes.
And, you know, he was not the man that would mince his words. You know, if he wanted to say something, he would say it. And he didn't care. And I don't mean that to be disrespectful. You know, if you didn't like it, that's your problem. Because he's got
something
to say. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know that he has something to say around me at the moment, okay? Because he says to me, he has come for a reason. And that reason has been since he has passed. Would I be right in saying to you that you have felt as if, I got to say the way it comes through, that people have kind of been walking all over you of late. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, and he's most disappointed about this because he says to me that when he was here with us, he loved you dearly. He cared for you dearly, okay?
Yeah.
You have always been very much protective around you, okay? And he makes me aware that as he's with you at the moment, he says to me, if he was with us in this vibration, in this life, he wouldn't be putting up with what you've been putting up with of late. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
What I'd be right in saying it to you as well, Anne, that there's something to do with, like, let me get it right. I don't know if it's somebody of, like, more of an authoritative position or whether it's a governing body has been, like, trying to give you their opinion and you like, let me just give it to you the way I've got it. You know, like a school tutor or a teacher or something or an officer of a school have said something to you that you think, that's not right, but...
Not exactly. It might be because I've kind of have a... I can see what you're talking about. It's not a school, but it's... I I know what they're talking about. It is okay. Something in authority. I see as an authority. It's actually because I kind of work part-time in a with kids, and it's in like a daycare, but it's in a ministry. So, yeah,
right.
I could see the connection
okay.
with that.
Okay, that's fine, because he makes you aware of like somebody or something of an authoritative kind of a position is kind of pushing their weight around a bit, and it's like as if you can see the boot on the other foot, and you can see this from the other side of the coin then. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
And you're kind of trying to make your opinion heard, but nobody's actually listening to you. Do you understand of that?
Right. Actually, yeah, it's kind of like I have my opinion, but I'm kind of afraid to say it. Yeah.
Okay,
so
that's fine.
I'm kind of like holding my tongue a bit, afraid of what they'll think, or will they think I'm out of place if I say something?
Okay. See, because your dad is so much, so well aware of this, okay, that someone is there with you, somebody's trying to, or you're holding yourself back, and your dad makes
right.
you aware, say that to you, if he was with us in this life, there's no way you would hold yourself back when he was around in this life, and he says to me that, you know, it's about time that you had your say. Do you understand this, Leanne?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what your dad wants me to say to you. I know I want to move on to the rest of the guys, because we've literally got like 6 minutes left of the show. Conway,
okay.
Do you want to add a little something in there?
Yeah, I was getting the... when she said about the brain hemorrhage, that was the thing that came to my came to me, because... my mum's mum had a brain hemorrhage, and that was the first person that I saw that actually came into my vision. So that was
oh.
what I was getting from it.
Okay, no, my father had a pulmonary embolism. My mother died of a massive brain hemorrhage.
Ah, right. So that could be where it was coming from then, because it was probably the I was getting an image of a woman actually. So
that was probably
who it was then.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I got the image of... I actually got an image of a woman. So that's probably who it was.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
And she was showing me that it was... Did it by any chance... Did it travel?
I don't, the blood clot in the brain, no, I don't believe so. I mean, my father, it traveled from the leg up to the lung.
Ah, that's what I'm getting.
Maybe getting two
across,
messages there, yeah.
I'm getting a cross between the two of them, because there was one that was, I got that it traveled from one place to another, and when it
right.
hit the heart, that was it, it just stopped.
Yes.
And then with your mum, it just went... In her brain, and it just went boom.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
Hey, that's perfect. I know that we need to wrap up there. Okay, let me just bring back Mick in as well. There, Mick, do you want to add a little something in there?
Yeah, I'll quickly add something. Hi, Ran.
Hi.
Hiya. I think we've all been connecting on the same wavelength here. To be honest, I've had someone with a head condition, but I had a lot of dizzy spells with this person. Very lightheaded all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've also, my chest is so tight, and I mean tight, it's unbelievable. So I feel like I'm also being restricted on breathing. So I feel like this something happened before.
Exactly. She went into
before
the
crossing.
In the hospital, an ICU with pneumonia. She
right.
had been in the hospital for months, and then while she was in the ICU with pneumonia, she had the brain hemorrhage. So yes,
right.
That's exactly right.
I'm going to say, because her chest is so heavy and tight, it's hurting me. And I've got to say, the stomach area is trying to breathe. And it is overdoing the muscles in the stomach, my love. So I know it's quickly giving me that pain just to indicate how she was suffering. I've got to give you the month of March and September is significant. But also...
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, and I've got to give you the number 7. She's highlighting the number 7. So whether it's either linked again with the 7th month or the 7th of a month.
Okay.
is either a birthday celebration or anniversary, etc. The male that's in spirit, that's your father.
Right, there's a couple. I have quite a few in spirit, but...
But the way he's impersonated to me, even though I feel like a sudden passing, but I feel relieved.
Right.
You understand that?
Yes.
So whether your father also had a lot of pressure at the time, but I just feel so relieved.
Yes.
But I've got to say, Dad's mom is on the other side.
Yes.
Right, and now that I've got connected to this lady as well, that she would have met him, she would have helped him over into the spirit world.
Okay. She helped him, yeah, his mom, yeah.
Who's got the R name, please?
On the earth plane or spirit?
I don't know, my love. Or no,
I have a brother named Richard.
Right, okay. Right, I'm sorry, I know it's got to be family links.
I need to cut in there, our time is running out rapidly. I want to thank you, Dealey, for calling in. And remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. And I say thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Bye now. No problem. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, Mike, Kerry, Conway, and Paul. Let me bring back Paul. Sounds absolutely horrendous. But I want to thank the four of you dearly for coming on to the show, to Spiritual Connections, because without you, then the show wouldn't be taking part. So, Kerry, thank you very much.
Thank you also.
No problem at all. Mike, thank you very much.
Thank you, Bells.
And Conway, thank you for coming on to the show as well. And I look forward to coming down and visiting your little church again very soon. So thank you very much.
Thank you very much, mate.
No problem at all. Okay, well, guys, you've been listening to me, Mike Davis, on Spiritual Connections. Don't forget, tune in next week, same time, maybe different day next week. It's going to be the Thursday, isn't it? I know we announced last week it was going to be on the Thursday this week, but, you know, it's midweek. I'm allowed to make a mistake, simple as. But next week, we will be going over to the Thursday. Because we have to, okay? So next week is going to be Thursday, 9 p.m. UK... No, 8 p.m. UK time. Oh, my gosh, I'm getting everything wrong. I started the show with hiccups. I'm ending the show on can't even speak properly, but that's fine. Next week, it's going to be Thursday, 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For me, it's good night. Wherever you are, I'm going to play out with the song that we just had, which is Braveheart.